You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I sort of equate it to that old game we used to play, or maybe some of us played. I don't think they play it anymore, but musical chairs, right? And, you know, we got a lot of really good players, and we're just trying to get as many guys signed as we can until we can't. That's really what it amounts to. Like I said, it's a good problem to have. I think the roster speaks for itself. But it is a challenge, and it does, keep me awake at night. I feel really, really good about this team, but I want to feel as good about the 2027 team and the 2030 team as I feel about this team.
See, Eric DaCosta's not in this to win one. He's in this to win one every year. I love it. Eric DaCosta, let me tell you something, bro. I don't care what anybody says about you. I love you, man. I do. You know why? Because year in and year out, we got a chance. You put us in position year in and year out where we have a chance. Let's take another away from John Harbaugh and his tremendous coaching staff. Trust me, this is not shade thrown at Harbaugh. But sometimes, man, you just got to give guys credit where credit is due. And tell me the last time the roster did not reflect a championship-style roster. John Harbaugh is cutting people who could play on other NFL teams every year.
Yeah.
Because all he can keep is 53.
Yeah.
Is that like, listen, guys, I can only keep, there's 60-something of you that I could probably roll with, but I can only keep 53 of you. First world problems. And we criticize this dude, Eric DaCosta. How? What?
We don't.
How does this, are you kidding me? I look at the roster every year and I just marvel at it. I'm looking at this year's draft class. Yo, you got Mike Green in the second round. You played chicken and won.
Well, they did catch some heat for drafting him because of the off-the-field stuff.
I gave him some heat because of things they said.
Yeah, well, like scratching guys off your board because of the zero tolerance policy and all that.
And that's why I gave him heat. However, I also said that day, I would have drafted him there too. I just wouldn't have made the zero tolerance statement in the first place. I would have drafted him. They did exactly what I would have done. Oh, he's still there? Forget him.
Yeah, I mean, look, even drafting that guy, they're still not looking like Cleveland or Cincinnati with some of the guys they've taken chances on as well. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what he looks like because he was clearly a first-round talent.
Yes.
And the reason he slid is because of the off-the-field stuff.
I told you, I went on to Cleveland before the draft, and they asked me who you want. I said, Mike Green. They're like, who? This was like early on, maybe in February, right after the Super Bowl. They said, who? I said, I'm telling you, this guy's going to be the business, this, that, and the other. And once we drafted him in the second round, they called me back on. I said, you know, he slipped to the second round. And even they realized, you know, he only slipped because of what happened. That's it. But I don't know who's next, Ed.
I think it's likely.
In terms of getting signed, and I think so. I think so. But once again, Eric DaCosta makes our job so boring because we can debate, but no matter what he does, it seems like it ends up being right.
I'll take it. It's a lot more fun to talk about a winning team than a losing team. So I will take boring anytime. And they'll give you something to talk about this season. There'll be some stupid loss, you know. They'll lose to the Jets or the Browns or something like that and be like, how? How is that possible? It's like, you know, it'll be some boneheaded play or call or whatever.
I mean, the sad part is we need one of those every year.
Yeah.
It's like that ad that I read on Masson, brilliantly boring.
Right, yes.
Right. He's brilliantly boring. Just because, you know, whatever he does, we're just going to talk about it, but it doesn't matter. It's going to end up being the right thing. And I agree with you, Jeremy and Ed. I think likely is the next guy up to get us.
I mean, the guys that are in that grouping, right, that you would expect would be likely Linderbaum, Owe, right? If you were going to do something. And the fact that I don't even know that Owe's the guy. I think if he has a great year, they might kick the tires on him next year. But if he doesn't, then he's probably one of those candidates to walk, especially with the addition of Mike Green.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. So far, before this season started, he got just got Kyle Hamilton done, right? Who else has he done in the offseason, Joe?
We'll go even beyond extensions. So okay. You've got extensions for Derrick Henry, Rashad Bateman, Ronnie Stanley. He signed Jaire Alexander. He signed DeAndre Hopkins, drafted Malachi Starks, and drafted Mike Green.
And just extended Kyle Hamilton. Ed, what would you have done differently?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I really don't know. Nothing.
Oh boy! Trade for Michael Parsons.
There you go. Trade for Michael Parsons.
No,
the other thing you did wrong. Because I'm with you on that. I don't want Michael Parsons.
I don't want Michael Parsons.
This sounds weird because he's a premier pass rusher. I know that sounds strange. I don't want him.
Well, I don't want him because of what you're going to lose to get him.
Yes, that's the only reason. Not because of him.
Not even in the trade. Like, because that guy wants to be paid.
Yes.
So if you're paying him like a premier player, you got to be ready to say, okay, well, we're going to lose him.
It's not the play I don't want. Yeah. It's the business around it that I don't want. You know, is he where you are right now? See, Michael Parsons can go to a bad team and make them very, very good. But looking at where the Ravens are, how much better can he make them? I don't think he can make them that much better. I think they're already there. So you add him, it's like, you know, adding a drop of water in the lake.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all it is. I just don't think.
He would be amazing here. There's no question.
He would.
But
he
it's
would.
Just a matter of... You know, what do you have to lose on the other side of it? And then, oh, by the way, what you're giving up in the trade, too.
And we all know what the Ravens love.
Yep.
In April.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Speaking of Michael Parsons, does Michael Parsons divorce the Dallas Cowboys vice versa?
No.
Is that a divorce?
I don't think so. I think Jerry Jones eventually caves.
Do you think Jerry Jones franchise
tags? He's the last one,
him?
Isn't he? He's like of the big names.
Yeah.
Is it a tag involved in this, or is that actual extension involved in this?
I mean, they're going to tag him either way, but yeah. I think eventually he gets his extension.
See, I think the tag comes before the extension. I think that's probably a problem.
Yeah.
Michael Parsons strikes me as one of those guys. You want to tag me? Okay. I ain't signing. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just fine. Because what you have to pay me the next 2 years in tagging me is market value anyway,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just take two franchise tags. Yep. I think if he tags Michael Parsons, I just got a feeling that that's one of them guys that might stand on business.
Of all the names we mentioned, is there anybody that we're not considering for a possible extension or something that could happen? Because like Lamar was the other one that you could extend. But again, that I don't think it's the same thing as what we're talking about here, because you would just be restructuring a deal.
Well, I think Ed and I said, I don't know how you feel about Oway.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking to Oway.
That's what I brought up, the three names.
He's way down on my list, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not talking to him. We move on. Not that I dislike him. I don't think he's a guy that is going to get any better than he is. And what he is right now is not good enough for what I want. So I just move on. I think you are who you are. The other guy that I would consider, only because of what the money means, is Linderbaum. I would consider probably not signing him, $20 million for a center. I don't know if that's the kind of money I want to spend.
How'd you like to be the guy in there crunching the numbers going, hey, if you do this, we probably, because I'm sure they have everything laid out. If we do this, this is the potential of what we lose.
Yeah.
What could we replace him with? If we're looking, okay, let's say you let Tyler Linderbaum walk. These are the potential free agent centers. These are the centers in the draft. Is this the route we take?
Mm-hmm.
Does that force your hand to reach for a player? Where the Ravens typically don't do that, mm-hmm. there have been times where you're going, you kind of need this position, so either trade up and get it or trade back if there's more value and try to get more picks and then draft the guy there. But
crunching the numbers would be a bastard, man. Jeez whiz.
Just trying to figure out what would be available and what you could get if you had to let him walk.
How smart do you have to be as your capologist?
It's incredible.
Really?
I mean, it's a lot of numbers. I mean, you have to be a math guy to figure that stuff out.
And think about it, guys. You're not just a here and now numbers guy. You are looked down the line.
You're projecting what the salary cap's going to be.
Exactly. That, to me, that's probably the tougher part of the job. Not what's going on now, but what you deem
an actuary, really.
Yeah.
That's really why, like, speaking of Ken McCusick, having him on, and even Brian McFarland is brilliant.
Hall, he's,
when you think about what he's doing, he brings something to the table that nobody else is really bringing to the table when we have him on.
But, I mean, if I was thinking of the extensions, who would be your next likely?
Likely's for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd say we all agree on likely.
Yeah.
Especially not having any tight ends under contract.
Yeah. Travis Jones?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I'm glad you brought that up. It's another name that you have to consider. And again, when you talk about trading Parsons, it's like, are you ready to lose this piece?
And going back to Linderbaum.
Yeah.
How do you give Linderbaum $20 million to play center? I can't do it. I know it's an important position, but... Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think Travis Jones is going to have a big season.
I think so, too. He's going to force your hand.
He is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.